Page 30, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict Number 4, First Candidate John Hammill, H-A-M-M-I-L-L. Occupation, retired. Occupational background, self-employed. Medical transcription, Oregon Judicial Department, Information Systems, Clackamas County, Oregon, Information Technology, Staten Canning Company, NORPAC, Information Systems, Burroughs Corp., now Unisys, Sales. Educational background, Lewis and Clark College, Portland, BA, History, Wharton School of Finance and Commerce, Philadelphia, MBA, Candidate, Transportation, Chemeketa Community College, Salem, Health Science. Governmental experience, none. I'm a long-time Salem Transit user. Our transit system should be efficient, predictable for its riders, and as comprehensive as our budget allows. The Transit District's current strategy is based on the three C's of transit. Collector routes, bringing riders from their homes to local centers. Centers where riders access other collectors to reach destinations in their area, and connectors that allow riders to access other centers around Salem. This is a sensible scheme, but challenging to implement. The challenge is in the timing. If transfers at the centers aren't quick, commute times can expand past the point of practicality. One of my priorities as a transit board member would be to monitor door-to-door trip times, making sure the system remains practical. A second priority for me is to make sure transit is considered as Salem's development continues. Proper planning can make it easy for transit to supplement a development's appeal and success. Unfortunately, some of our newer developments are difficult to access by transit, either for employees or customers. The board should work with planning to see that this doesn't happen in the future. We have heard advice to think globally, act locally. When I was a kid, the globe's population was 3 billion. Now it's 7 billion. But the world's resources don't expand as time passes. To a great extent, they are consumed as time passes. It is possible that the economic contraction we are experiencing is a look at things to come. More people, but not necessarily more jobs. Each share of the pie may become smaller. Single-car families may be a necessary economy, and transit more important. This information furnished by John W. Hammill and is presented exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 30, second candidate, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 4, Doug Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S. Occupation, Culbertson's Cleaning Service, LLC, pickup, delivery, inventory, clean our customers' water or fire-damaged belongings. Occupational background, I have 21 years in the metal roll-forming industry. Starting at the bottom as a grunt worker, I progressed to regular promotions into positions of management in quality control, production, and transportation. A large portion of my training has been on the job as opposed to book learning, and includes how to read, stay within a budget, plan effective truck routes to maximize every dollar allotted to my department, conduct meetings, give written and oral reports, streamline procedures for effective production, planned, implemented, and chaired safety committee meetings, interviewed, hired, trained, and assigned jobs as needed, administered training plans for plant floor personnel. Educational background, Salem Academy graduate, undergraduate studies at Western Baptist College and Chemeketa Community College. Governmental experience, precinct committeeman through write-in votes. I've worked at our local cannery, delivered bundled papers to the carriers for our local newspaper, and picked strawberries and beans with my family at local farms. In other words, I'm a big fan of local. Perhaps being a fifth-generation Oregonian has something to do with it. Salem Mass Transit is a local entity I wish to see thrive. As a business, money issues will always loom large when making choices. I have experience in finding ways to save money for other companies and am asking for the privilege to let me save money for you. It is your money being spent, and I will never lose sight of that. I have two main goals. One, restore Saturday service, if only to some routes. And two, examine each route with fresh eyes so every cost-saving measure that doesn't jeopardize safety can be administered. Thank you for considering me for your vote. I will treat it as the special gift that it is. This information furnished by Douglas Paul Rogers and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.